You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford.
Thank you.
Hello. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Headroom with Alexander Golan and guests. Friends of WMFO. We have Miss Jane Acker,
Mr. Lewis
Brown.
Great to be here.
DJ Lou from the last hour. You can thank him for those awesome tunes. What was the name of the transition song? The artist?
I was playing some 2814.
2814. That's definitely stuff I'm going to check out more, and you guys should too. What you've been listening to is Thou from it's the song Free Will from their disc Heathen. And now we're going to talk about some stuff that's been bugging us a lot. A lot. We were sitting here using that music as a nice backdrop for just venting.
You guys hear this?
That's some paper. What is it?
This is breaking news.
Breaking news.
And would you guys believe it? This day has been so crazy. In the Tufts Daily, it was published that TCU is self-funding themselves an additional stipend of $3,000 this year for a total of $9,500 salaried for positions that are volunteer-based, that, like, they get elected, blah, 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 blah. And you know what? I'm so fed up. Let's talk about let's talk about the nature of this. They're funding themselves because they're supposed to make Tufts positions on the Tufts Community Union more accessible, but the stipend has no clause for anything related to work, study, or financial aid need. And it's going to literally people who have no financial aid. I can check. I've checked every single name and cross-checked with the positions and the names of the people on TCU, and they are not of financial need. And I know I can't gauge that, but I would, you know, like, I can't say, okay, they don't have financial aid, so maybe whatever. But they don't have determined financial need by the university. So why did they get to pay themselves without a Democratic vote this money? Thoughts?
How many members of TCU are there? How many ways is that money being split?
1, 2, 3. Well, not among everybody.
Okay.
No, no, that would be too egalitarian.
Of course.
It's
the
only
among, I mean.
Yes. It is, the president gets an additional $3,000
Whoa.
For the year.
No, that can't be true.
The president gets a $3,000 salary for the year. Shai Slavsky gets a salary of $1,000 for the year. The treasurer that I have to go listen to for hours talk about things he doesn't know how to phrase or understand in the budget process is getting paid another $1,000. Webmaster, for which there are zero resources posted on the funding breakdown on the TCU website,
literally
$500.
Literally, for my job, part of my job right now is to go through their website and manually enter descriptions of clubs because they don't actually have a feed of it. They don't actually have it available.
Exactly.
Like, my boss literally told me, sorry, Alex, you're going to have to do some grunt work. Why don't you just stay up till 3 a.m. and watch Netflix and do this? Because they're getting paid $1,000.
There is no such thing. You know, this is what makes me the most angry, is Tufts is supposed to be this social justice, active citizenship campus, but then stuff like this gets turned over in the news, in the Tufts Daily, without any notice beforehand. We do not get notified. Student groups like ours that had our fiscal year budget last year, $33,000. This year, $14,000.
They slashed us by over 50%. They derecognized one of the two DIY booking groups on campus that I had to fight to get re-recognized. And now we have to go through some merging process and we're ultimately probably going to lose funds.
But you know what? You know what? This isn't fair. Anger will not get us anywhere. I'm going to try to calm down and talk to you, WMFO listeners, community members, students who are on the line. Please help change this school. Agreed. We need to do something because everyone is angry about Tufts. You talk to anyone and nobody feels like they're getting their fair share except perhaps the administration.
Yeah, definitely the administration. I mean, Monica gets an $800,000 salary.
Yeah, I mean,
did you hear his toast at the senior night?
Yeah, he just raised a glass and said...
I didn't because I turned around and then turned back around and he was gone.
Literally, he raised a glass and said, 200 days till graduation. Cheers.
Thank Christ. Oh my God. If only it were less.
Yeah. I mean...
565, baby.
I mean, the thing is, it's hard to see the things you love destroyed financially year after year after year after year.
I mean, I'm frustrated because I know for a fact that you and Hunter, I mean, Hunter was estimating he puts in well over 20 hours a week into WMFO.
Easily.
And I know, like, you in your various positions, programming director or...
Yeah, back in the heyday, this year, you know... Don't judge me. Not so much.
I mean,
you know, like
listen,
I probably put in like 5 or 6 hours a week now.
I remember when you would like sit around for hours and hours and like QC everything on your own and catch people all on your own and schedule everything all on your own.
That was before the station like, narc. You were
I mean, Jane, you're
I'll
still the
be
station
that.
Narc.
It's true. That's very much true.
We love you for it. But no, I mean, I'm just frustrated to see like are they really putting in that much more effort per week that they really need that kind of stipend? Like, because I don't know. I think
that like, honestly why, makes me they, sick
how
and
are,
disillusioned.
How are they any different than any other student group on campus? Just because they're a bureaucratic governing body, like I don't actually understand how that work is somehow inherently more valuable than any of the work any one individual club is doing.
When have they ever come and seen how our station actually functions?
I mean,
what
it's a full, it's a full radio station.
Right.
Like, it's very difficult to function on $14,000 when we're supposed to be providing for a Tufts
literally
community and
the
wider
TCU
community.
Description for our events funding. I'm sorry to cut you off. You can speak to this as well. Our event funding this year for the fiscal year, I thought it was for just this semester.
Yeah,
for the fiscal year
in,
is $1,500.
Yep.
And in parentheses, TCU had typed in to their little pretty Excel to bring at least 5 bands to Tufts campuses or to Tufts campus WMFO sponsored events per year. 5 bands for $1,500? Who are we getting?
Can't be done.
Who are we getting?
Can't be done on any scale that any... Like, okay. It's hard to get bands that Tufts people will go to for... like, what do we have this semester for Apple Jam? It's like 5,000 almost?
Yeah, a little over, I think.
We're throwing 4 or so outside booked shows for the semester. And sometimes turnout's okay, but
sometimes.
Last time we had 10 people sitting on the ground, and
yep.
It was a lovely time. I had an awesome
time.
Like, that was a great band. They were super vibey. Everyone was into it.
Everyone
it was
should check out
rain.
The band Afraid.
Oh, Afraid is so tight. They're on tour
neither
now.
Neither here nor there. But
you know what? The nicest note
neither
of the conversation,
the
honestly. There you go.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, I mean, look, we're not, like, really even nestled in a community that... appreciates stuff like that.
Yeah.
Very few people relative to the Tufts population knows about Apple Jam or WMFO,
right.
Much less actually engages with it.
Do you think it's a permanent part of the image or culture of WMFO and Apple Jam to be underground? Because what I don't understand is
I think
we have a huge population of the campus that listens to potentially music similar to what Apple Jam and WMFO are putting out there. But
well, I'm not even
on
that's the
weekends.
Thing. I'm not sure
on the
that
weekends,
that's
they're
true.
Not coming out to our events. They're going to the frats to get drunk. Yeah. Like if the
I mean, it's certainly a larger proportion of the community than shows up to the show.
Absolutely.
However, I still think that that portion might just be small at Tufts.
Yeah.
There's a
maybe
certain
I was
type
wrong.
That there's a certain like distribution. I feel that Tufts attracts and.
Yeah,
at the end of the day, like concert board is getting what, like $400,000 to throw 2 concerts?
Yeah.
And then like some people
that.
Literally even freaking leave campus, no matter how blackout drunk they are, to get away from Spring Fling to go to a school that actually throws a good one.
Yep.
And
they're
getting $400,000. So how is Apple Jam supposed to do it with $4,000? How
that really
is WMFO supposed to do it with $15,000?
Right.
Is that
over
really
the
concert board budget?
It's in the hundreds of thousands.
That's ridiculous.
Honestly, though, petition. My favorite Tufts event is the fireworks, and I know that they spend $65,000 on them.
No.
But They are my favorite
That's
thing.
A tuition. They're That's my, a year's tuition
yeah,
and fees.
Yeah, but they are so beautiful.
What?
The fireworks.
Oh,
the
no.
The beginning of the year fireworks
know,
are so beautiful.
God, cut them out. I've missed
how
the
much,
two
wait,
years
How
running.
Much did that all cost?
At least $60,000, but I think this year they said it went up, so that's, it's around $65,000.
I'll tell you, from experience, you can do it for way cheaper if you're like one person in a backyard with a lighter.
Yeah.
Done it.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not saying, but I think the fireworks are a good example of like a non-alcoholic event that brings the community together. But like what we lack are two things: funding and then simultaneously space. We have a fundamental lack of space.
That's true.
On campus. There is no space for socializing on campus that is open 24 hours that can facilitate events without adult supervision or whatever. And it's disappointing. You know, we don't have a space. The campus center is, you know, we don't have a place to facilitate a sense of community.
The campus center feels like a McDonald's playpen to me. And then, like, maybe I've like just become too. Really jaded about this whole thing. But, like, I sit in class and I feel like I'm being lectured like a two-year-old. I mean,
oh, totally.
For one example, I was just telling these guys about this. I was literally playing a game where we covered our eyes and tried not to run into tables, which were set up in a maze for an hour and a half to 2 hours in an upper level engineering class.
And we can't even afford a real maze.
We can't even afford a corn maze. Like, are you kidding me? So I don't know. I guess all this is to say we should go back to an agrarian society where there's more corn.
And no higher education.
Dude, just
no
come to the Midwest. Come to the Midwest, land of American solution. Football, you know,
yes,
extraordinary.
Lewis,
check it out.
Nice.
Have reference. You healed yet about the American football loss?
I actually just heard it on air for the first time. I heard it for the first time and I played it on air on my show. Aside from the single, the first single to come out, I didn't listen to the ones after that.
Oh, the new one? You mean?
Yeah, I didn't give up the gun is the second
one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I listened to the first track on the album. I liked it way more than I was expecting to.
That's good.
If I had never heard American football before, I would say it was great.
Right.
The vocals are way, way different now.
I agree.
It's a different approach. You know, he's got, now that his...
He's older.
Now that he went through puberty. you know, his voice is a totally different game, but...
That's beautiful.
But you know, it works. He makes it work.
I'm still salty about the Baroness loss, personally.
About the what?
The
Baroness
loss.
We can throw it back in there.
No, we can't. That would be cheating.
There's no such thing as cheating when you create the rules. Hashtag TCU.
That's true.
Oh! I hate them! Oh, God! I really, really, you know, they're on top of everything, these people getting salaried are not nice people. I looked up their faces on the websites and put faces to names on each of the positions, and they're just not nice.
Let's take
a
caller.
I hope you're listening.
Should we take a caller?
Let's take a caller. Who's
Do we have a caller?
Open invitation.
So yeah, there you go, folks.
All right, sorry. That was my rant. But really, you're listening to WMFO in Medford, in case you've been listening and have been unsure. But this is our freeform radio station, and by our, I mean everybody that can hear this. And that's what's so cool, is that we're an open community, and the lack of transparency in TCU and otherwise is fundamentally diametrically opposed to orthogonal, one might say.
Orthogonal, wow.
To to the value system that I think I came to Tufts expecting to see. So
I think I've hit a point where I'm just disillusioned with, like, this higher education environment altogether.
What do you think about it is most crushing to you?
I think for me at the moment, it's because I'm a senior and I feel as though I could actually be contributing in some way. I have the skill set now to do what I think I'd like to start doing in the industry. And the only way to progress is to actually start doing it. And I'm sort of left to fulfill requirements that are not really that applicable to the field I want to go into. I don't think I'm going to be a, you know, an air traffic controller. You know, I don't want to.
Yeah.
And I don't think 2 hours of my life should be spent on it. you know, because that's 2 hours I could be doing homework now, which is, you know, but more to the point, that's 2 hours I could actually be working on something
right.
cool.
I'm glad you value your time so much.
I mean, I guess, to be perfectly honest, I probably end up valuing it more when I feel it's being wasted, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
It's sort of one of those things that I think where it, you know, you only notice something when it's screwing you over.
You know what I was thinking about the other day, and I like journaled about it and thought it was going to be like thought it was so profound, and then looked back at it and was like, this is not profound at all. But I was thinking about what it means to be in a routine, and how routine like structures your cultural or social experience of that time period. And like, college is meant to just mess up your routine. Like, you're supposed to be totally subject to it, the thing. And I was like, I don't know. To some extent we get to choose it, but at the same time, like you said, it becomes a non-choice. You have to finish it and
right.
And there are requirements and whatever.
Excuse me. That's definitely, I think, the thing that's getting to me. It's like the needing to finish something in this very prescribed way. And I think it's like, I think it's exacerbated by the fact that I'm double majoring in engineering disciplines. So it's about as rigid of a schedule as you can get. So like in a traditional senior year, you might have a little bit of room to explore, but mm-hmm. you know, it's literally till the bitter end. Like, even if I have a job offer at a certain point, I'll still have to complete certain things, you know?
Right.
And
right.
Then and it just sort of seems like futile,
yeah,
but
yeah.
At the same time, you know, you want to try to not invalidate the work you've poured yourself into
right.
for the last
finish
3 years.
That's who you are. That's the problem.
Well,
is
it's
you,
not
you're going
really
to finish strong.
Not right now. I mean, I have like an exam tomorrow, and that's like, I'm just assuming I'll get like a pretty crap grade on it, and that's fine, because I don't know, it's probably not going to really affect me.
Yeah,
you know,
mental health
for your health.
All right, play a track, dude.
What do you want to listen to?
I want to listen. Do I have something in mind? Well,
yes, no, maybe so. You want to think on it for a minute?
Yeah, T.O. for...
T.O. All
T.O.
Right.
for...
I'll throw something on and then we'll be back with more.
All right.
Yeah. So that was Limerent Death from the Dillinger Escape Plan off of their most recent and actually their final album, Dissociation. It was very sad news to hear it, but the Dillinger Escape Plan have decided to disband after this album and touring cycle. And the fortunate thing, though, is that they actually are only disbanding because they feel like maybe it's time to try something else. They feel like they've really put their heart and soul and body as well into their performances and their music for quite some time now, since the 90s. And they've been one of the larger names in the technical and progressive metal scene. And I'd say that I think there's sort of this understanding that, you know, they're still maybe not getting all the recognition they deserve because they're recognized within the sub community, but maybe not at the larger community. So, I mean, they're hitting their 40s now. Ben Weinman and Greg Pucciato are both getting a little bit more up there. And I think they've always had these very frantic, almost, performances. Last time I saw them, Ben was standing on people's hands in the audience playing guitar while his head was in, you know, submerged, or I guess protruding through the top of the drop ceiling. So it's physically demanding, and you can hear it in the albums when you listen to it. I mean, they're constantly switching time signatures, tempos, all kinds of things. So I think, you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise, because who knows what's going to come out from these guys in the future. But the good news is, apparently, Dissociation is practically going to be a double album, because apparently there's more material that they've recorded but didn't make really this first cut. And I think we can plan on more Dillinger studio releases associated with Dissociation to come in the near future. So keep your eyes and ears out for that. We've got about 15 minutes left here at Headroom on 91.5 WMFO. Thank you all for tuning in tonight, and I appreciate you listening to our community issues rant earlier, if you were around. We got a little impassioned, a little emotional, but I think it's something that's really affecting the community at large. I've heard on multiple occasions from very diverse groups that they're facing some trouble, significant trouble, actually being able to achieve what they set out to do because of funding issues. And there's a lot of imbalance at Tufts, and, you know, I think there's a lot of imbalance in the larger scope, and quite honestly, there's probably more important things going on out there. However, I think we can't ignore the things going on right here at home. So, with that in mind, here's something for you from the public service announcement gods.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Feelings. So yeah, there's some, you know, notes on handling drug issues, because just like the TCU sucks, so does the war on drugs. So remember that. Vote yes on four. If you don't, I'll find
four
you.
Four more years. Four
yeah, actually, more it'd be years. Cool if we had four more years of Obama. Like, I'd be down with it. I'm rooting for the giant meteor
ever. Yeah, giant meteor.
Giant meteor 2016.
It's not
end
too
it
late.
All.
It
end
is
it
not
all.
Too
end
late.
It all. Hunter, what was your quote from the other evening? I'm about one pack of matches away from arson.
I honestly, I can't recall. I cannot confirm nor deny that I said those things.
As but any good like arsonist should.
It sounds like something that...
No one's saying anything.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like something I could say.
But, you know, just putting that up there. Like, I think we're all kind of feeling that with this election cycle. And like I said,
it's
community issues, larger issues, national issues, global issues even. So
tissue issues.
There's a severe shortage of tissues.
Yeah, you know who I believe would be able to rectify that problem best. I'm just gonna put in my formal. I've stayed out of it, but I gotta throw my support officially behind Vermin Supreme.
Vermin Supreme.
Vermin Supreme. I've looked at his platform.
What is Vermin Supreme?
Vermin Supreme, he's actually a pretty prominent figure in American politics. He's been running for president for a good while now, I think.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't know about Vermin Supreme. This guy looks right up my alley.
Yeah, he knows exactly what's wrong with this country, and I think that he knows exactly how to solve it. You know, I mean, look at any of it. I mean, the gingivitis...
He leans towards anarchism, which I think get behind to an extent.
I think it's less anarchism and more absurdism.
Okay, that's fair.
I mean, but not really that absurd. When you
I want the rent
it.
is too damn high guy. I'm still
Herman. No, not Herman Cain. Oh,
I don't remember his name. Oh, but I saw his car once.
Oh God, I used to. Oh God.
And then I saw Jay Maskus immediately after. It was weird.
That is strange.
Think on it. I'm going to play the song Hollow Roots off the new Worm Rot album. It's really good. I hope you like it. We got it, folks. We got it.
Oh, boy.
It's Jimmy McMillan.
I had, like, a weird kind of obsession with this guy in high school, so I'm really upset that I wasn't able to think about this earlier. But, yeah, Jimmy McMillan. The rent is too damn high. I think that, I mean, anybody living in a major metropolitan area can relate to that.
Especially in the Somerville area. I mean, that's another local, but also slightly broader local issue. Tufts is displacing a lot of this local Somerville and Medford communities.
Rah, rah, rah.
All these things, man. You missed it. Jane and Lewis and I were yelling. Yelling.
I heard that there was a protest. Did you talk about the parents
weekend?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear about that at all.
Well, I mean, I have to say,
it did rain a lot. I mean, I wanted to mudslide this weekend, but I didn't. I should have. Yeah, we were busy.
It was upsetting.
We were busy, but there was also a lot of Battlefield
work
1
is,
to be had.
Yeah, work is traumatizing, but Battlefield 1 is therapeutic.
Yes, yes.
That is exactly
Oh, I want this week to be over.
Is it not over?
It's getting there.
What
it's certainly
day?
Getting there. It's
My week is pretty much over after Tuesday. I mean, I stopped trying about Tuesday. Like,
mine's going to be pretty over pretty soon, but I have a test at 9 a.m., which kind of sucks, not going to lie. But
not fun. Not fun.
Not fun at all. So that's why I've been playing kind of like I was playing stuff I was going to play last weekend, but it's still been what I've been listening to just because I like to study and brood about school to metal and angry music.
Yeah.
So it works.
I feel that.
But we're almost at the end of the hour here on Headroom. So,
what was that? Oh, we also have
another DJ here too.
A real DJ.
Can I get a mic? There, you can go ahead and use that one. That one's busted,
what's
Hunter.
Good. What? This is Nitty.
Nitty's here.
Oh God, I gotta scoot all the way over.
Scoot all the way over, hon.
Oh man,
scoot over here, baby. Exactly,
you did a phenomenal job in that play, by the way.
Oh, when you were the old man.
I was in a play.
Yeah.
You were
I
in
played
a play.
An old nebbish Jewish man.
He was great.
You were hilarious.
I don't know what that says about me.
Speaks volumes, I'd say.
I know that, like, I was able to accurately portray like a 80-year-old nebbish Jewish dude.
An ox input.
Ox input.
Yeah, we've got this guy right here for you, dude. Or what do you mean for your headphone?
Email,
oh.
Because I only have.
Well, you know, we're gonna figure this out. We're gonna figure this off the air, and I'm gonna play this music. So you've been listening to Headroom on 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Alexander Golan with guests Hunter and Nitty.
Yeah.
And I'm about to leave you in the very, very capable hands of DJ G Marquee, correct?
DJ G Marquee.
There
right.
We go. So
it's
get
no
ready, folks.
DJ Howard the Duck. It's total rebranding.
Hold on to your hats.
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, what are you doing this summer? You could be a host for the Fresh Air Fund. All it takes is a little space in your home and a little place in your heart. You'll be giving a child a chance to discover life beyond city limits, and you'll be getting the opportunity to make life richer for yourself and your guest. Please become a Fresh Air Fund host. Thank you.
Freeform Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is 11:59, 12 o'clock in the morning here on this beautiful, what is it, Wednesday now. Good God, it's Wednesday, October 26th. 2016, which means you are tuned into Nothing to See Here. I am your host, DJ G Marquis. Diddy, what did you do?
The screw to the mic fell off.
Oh, wow. So, that was what that noise was. Okay.
It's over here, but-